You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This hour is brought to you by Yingling Traditional Lager, oldest brewery in America.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm wearing my Yingling flight shirt today. We're the exact opposite, Marshall, of Molly and Haw, where they have like the collared shirt requests and the short requests because they want to come into work all professional. You and I are like t-shirts.
Let me tell you something. Holes. Let me tell you something. Ain't no way I'm wearing long pants and a dress shirt or whatever when I gotta walk to and from work. Yeah, like that's unreasonable.
I understand why you do it because it helps you wake up. You know, if you're up that early, the steps you have to take to get yourself hype, I actually think that does make a lot of sense. But I did laugh as I was listening and walking to work in a t-shirt and jeans with holes in them and sneakers.
You felt like you were not coming up to snuff, up to par.
I was like, oh well. This is 5 on it, our most pressing, well, not really. It's our most pressing to us in this segment, sports questions of the current moment. But you see why we ask them.
Number one. Yesterday, Spiegel and Holmes had an in-depth conversation about Cubs outfielder Pete Crow Armstrong and how frequently he gets upset after striking out. Is PCA throwing his bat or visibly showcasing his frustration after failure an issue for you?
I'm glad they brought it up because it's something that I noticed, but I didn't really think about it in the scope of a game. I was thinking about it in the scope of that particular at bat, but here's where I get concerned. Is he thinking about it in the particular scope of the game? Because that's when it can be an issue. And I've talked about how maybe one gaffe might lead to another, as it does with most young players. When I consider, like, for example, when he forgot what out it was in that fourth inning of the game last week, and then he tries to bunt his way on base, knowing that's not who you are. But are you trying to make up for it there? Is that something that was connected? So that's when I worry, is how much of that is bleeding over into you the next half inning? We can't really tell, but can it show or does it make you think about something else in the next at bat? The hardest part about baseball to me, the most difficult part, even more so than hitting a round object with another round object, is not overthinking. I don't know how they do it. So I think it's a fair question to ask.
I think Pete Crow Armstrong is 23 years old, and he's probably going through some frustrating times in the midst of having a spectacular season. And I understand the frustration, and I am okay with him exhibiting frustration to a point. I don't think he's crossed any lines. I mean, we know players in all sports who have demonstrated frustration in a very visible way. I love watching golf sometimes because the golfers, they lose it more than maybe anyone at a more frequent rate, I would say. when they hit a bad shot, or it's just not going their way that day. And then it does become one hole to the next. You can just see when they're losing it, right?
The mental aspect of it will show itself.
Yeah. Like, I think it'd be unhealthy if it didn't show a little bit. Now, it shows a lot with him. I think over time, he will learn to manage that better. But I don't really have a problem with what's going on right now because he's producing. Now, if he stops producing, it becomes a bigger question. And you could argue that it's becoming an issue because he's not as productive, or if he's becomes less productive, it was an issue the whole time. He was able to, you know, overshadow that with how he's playing.
I also think we're underestimating the backstage aspect of baseball. There are a lot of places where, especially on offense, if you're just in the dugout, you can take your anger out. Nobody will see it. So
it's hitting the water cooler on the bench versus going down the tunnel and beating on something.
Exactly. So I take that into effect as well. Like it's one thing to react immediately. It's another thing to react behind the scenes. And I don't know how many times that happens for people.
PCA, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Number two. The Athletic recently published a list of players most likely to be traded at the deadline. The list was compiled by former MLB general manager and friend of the show, Jim Bowden. White Sox outfielder Luis Robert Jr. is number three on Bowden's list of position players most likely to be moved by July 31st. And he shared this detail, quote, "Several execs don't think Robert will be traded at this year's deadline, instead believing that the White Sox will wait until the offseason, hoping he plays better in August and September and regains his trade value. However," the quote goes on to say, "a few believe he'll get traded anyway because of the low supply of power bats and outfielders at the deadline, along with teams understanding that what a change of scenery could mean for him," unquote. Here's the question. What are your thoughts on the league's view of Robert, and what do you believe his fate will be on trade deadline day?
I think it has to be viewed in a couple of different steps. Number one step is the White Sox understanding that you're not going to get what you thought you would for him maybe the last couple of years. But number two, this might be your best time because of what you just said, Ray. There are so many teams that are buyers right now. There are so many teams that need the few amount of sellers there are in baseball to do something. I mean, think about how many times we're talking about teams that are still very much in contention, and we're focusing on them when it comes to, say, Seth Lugo in our segment at 1 o'clock. So that said, I think Luis Robert is still likely to get dealt if the White Sox are open-minded about what the return is going to be. He's going to be better on another team. I'm pretty confident about that part of it as well.
If it could work for Andrew Vaughn, right?
Yes. Although Andrew Vaughn got sent down, unlike Luis Robert. So just factor that in.
Luis Robert Jr. was set to go 2-for-3 last night, but Mother Nature intervened. Instead, he's now batting .500 since coming off the injured list. 1-for-2. I think Luis Robert Jr. is definitely getting traded. There's too many teams who need a player like Luis Robert Jr. in terms of what his potential could be, who remember what he could be. And front offices are too, and coaching staffs, too confident? Arrogant? Put it whatever word you want on it, that they can be the one to turn someone around. Someone will be like, "I want that guy.
I can fix him."
Yes. It's like many young ladies who have dated the wrong guy.
Our team is the one.
Because they believe that they can fix the guy.
Our team is special.
Some people like a project.
He's in a different point in life.
Yeah. You know all of it. Yeah. Keep it coming, Layla.
Our team's just a bad texter.
It was just a bad timing. He just has never been in a serious relationship before.
Our team was just going through a lot that time.
Yeah.
Our team was busy with work.
He was focused on work. How many times? Look, you know how I can run these off? Because at some point in my life, I have used all of these priorities.
And you guys wonder why I don't date anymore.
So for this question as well, I hate to divert from that topic, but let's say... let's say breaking news. This isn't real, but let's say breaking news. Luis Robert Jr. is traded. What do you think that return would be for the White Sox right now? Like, are you getting a team's top prospect?
I think they at least got a proper return for Garrett Crochet. And what's frustrating is you could even argue then maybe not because of how he was immediately considered a Cy Young contender. But the contract aspect of it, I think, did factor in there. When it comes to Luis Robert, I don't know It would be nice to get two prospects. You know, it would be nice to get somebody at a double A level. I don't think that's unreasonable, at least. I just don't know that you're going to get... You're not going to get big league talent for big league talent in this case, unless you think it might be a trade where you've got a guy who is unhappy and wants to eat innings, a la like what happened with Savali and Vaughn. But I'm not sure what the appropriate return is. I think you'd have to see how many teams are interested before you get an accurate price.
I think they will get someone with more upside than Aaron Savali in a deal.
But I'd see why that would also be of value, because they need somebody to be out there every 5 days. You know, like, I could make the argument for any of these things bringing value.
Well, I was just saying, like, Brooks Baldwin can play center field. So if Luis Robert Jr. is gone, they don't need someone right this second to be the guy. What they do need is guys who could be ready to go in the next 2 to 3 years. And if you get two of those, and maybe an arm, maybe a bat, maybe two bats, there's a dearth there with the bats. I like the idea of getting a couple of guys who maybe are seen as maybe aging out.
Yeah, I just consider what they did get in trading away big league talent in Kopech, Pham, and Fetty. And in my opinion, it wasn't enough. So I take that into consideration.
Fair.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Number three. How much can Adrian Hauser... Oh my God, Connor O'Donnell, your thing's right on the Google Doc. Can't read. How much can Adrian Hauser further validate his excellent season and increase his trade value by slowing down a red-hot Blue Jays team that has now won 10 in a row? Sorry, Connor, I love you.
All right, his edit point was on your question.
On the
question.
Google Doc, his name was covered.
Adrian Hauser better get traded.
What do you mean?
Because he could bring so much value to the White Sox and a playoff contending team.
Is it possible he wouldn't get traded? Is that a real thing?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
That'd be crazy.
It would be crazy.
Let me tell you something. If Adrian Hauser goes out there tonight, Layla, and shuts down the Blue Jays, whew.
Even if he doesn't, he's still of value.
No, I'm saying he could take his value to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
Because... last time I heard from anyone we have talked to in baseball, out of baseball, fans, whatever, there are not guys to be found who can pitch that teams are just willing to give up. The Sox should be like, here's a guy we are willing to give up. Noah Syndergaard's not ready yet, but Adrian Hauser is.
Follow-up to the follow-up, guys.
Oh, what's that?
Should the Cubs be interested in Adrian Hauser?
Sure.
I don't think it's a terrible idea.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. They need guys who can get outs. Adrian Hauser has shown an ability to get outs. I'm just going by Craig Counsell's definition of how he sees pitching.
No, I think that's fair. Also, the Blue Jays have won 10 games in a row. They're due. Due, I tell you.
Due for an 11th straight win because they're playing the White Sox, or due to find a way to lose?
They're due to lose at some point.
I don't know if today is that point, is what I'm saying. They're going for a sweep. The Sox have been swept before.
The Blue Jays are really bad texters. You know, they've just been really busy with work.
Oh, they've been busy with work, all right. Work has been a priority for the Blue Jays.
I mean, what did that other conversation mean?
They've gone from third place in the AL East to first place. And I think at one point they were in fourth place in the AL East to first place in the AL East.
Really bad texters.
They're really bad texters because they're busy doing. Look, ignore the fact that they've been posting on Instagram and Twitter.
And liking other people's
pictures. I just try to be present, you know?
Don't pay attention to that. They were doing that from their desktop, not their phone. Ignore the fact that they actually have an Apple computer, so it literally could have been from their desktop where they were texting.
But one time they had an Android, you know?
Well, that's a red flag right there all in itself. Can't be out here trying to talk to people when you have an Android. The green bubble scares people off.
I'm never going to not laugh at that.
Number four.
Five on It continues on Rahimi and Harris with this question. This week, PFF released its offensive line rankings and placed the Bears O-line at number four overall. Do you agree with where Chicago is ranked on PFF's offensive line list?
All right, okay, here's the thing. I took stat in college, and if there's one thing I learned, it was you've got to control for the variables, or at least you have to know which ones are weighted in a formula. Mm. The weight here is that they love Braxton Jones. PFF has always loved Braxton Jones, and I feel like that is the reason that the Chicago Bears offense, even though Braxton is not healthy right now, is ranked fourth. So when I consider that, and the first name mentioned in the PFF list is who? Braxton Jones. Mike Jones?
Even though he's not healthy.
Correct.
That's crazy.
So when they're considering this, like, if everybody's healthy, what does the O-line look like? And they are bullish on Darnell Wright. They love Joe Tooney. They love Drew Dahlman.
How can you not?
The last name mentioned is Jonah Jackson, and it says if he can stay healthy and get back to his old form, this can be one of the NFL's top offensive lines. They just love Braxton Jones. That's how I factor this. Like I take the emotional piece out of it. But like for example, Tampa Bay is number six in their list, and we now know Tristan Wirfs, according to ESPN, isn't going to be available for
He'll be dropping.
Of the season. So that makes it a concern.
I think I'm not really surprised that they're a top five offensive line unit based on what they went out and addressed in the offseason. I think you're right about them loving Braxton Jones.
They do, yeah. If you look at all of their reports, they're consistent.
I think one of the things we have to understand, and I wonder if this is AI generated or how much AI contributed to these reports.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thinking, the analytical part of it as well.
Or just a formula.
Yeah, yeah. Because these guys have not played together. They have not played beside each other before.
The sum should be greater than the parts.
Should be, but we don't know that it necessarily will be. Jackson was the last name mentioned, and I think he is the biggest question mark, even bigger than Braxton Jones, at least in the evaluator's eyes in this picture, because of what they've seen from Braxton Jones in the recent past compared to Jackson's most recent past. Now, what he did in Detroit when Ben Johnson was running things, that is a factor as well. So I'm not at all surprised. This number four feels not egregious, so I'll roll with it. I hope they're right, because that means all eyes on you, Caleb Williams, which basically what I've been saying all offseason.
True. Number one is Philly in this list. Makes perfect sense. Number two is Denver.
Yes.
And they factor in Quinn Meinerz. Number three is Buffalo, which I also can 100% understand.
They have been known to push the tush as well.
Yes, they have.
Even though they said, we don't want people pushing tushes anymore, but we can do it if we're still going to keep that as a thing.
It's a flex.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills have also been bad texters, and they've been really busy with work lately.
You know what it is?
I mean, Josh Allen got married.
My experience being a Buffalo Bills fan growing up is they just can get to the altar, but then they walk away. You get right there on the precipice of crossing the finish line, and then they walk away.
Yeah, again, if you think you're going to do anything in the AFC, Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills. Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
And Steelers.
Steelers.
Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
And still,
hey, what's that? I heard they're going to the Super Bowl, Marshall. Is that what you said?
I said their ceiling is the Super Bowl.
You said
is
that Aaron Rodgers they have a is song? Holding the Lombardi.
What's that?
Is that because they have a song about it? Is that why you think
Pittsburgh's
this?
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Here we go. Yeah, that is also true. But no, I'm... Hey, all right, look. We will monitor this situation. I'm riding with the Steelers.
We're monitoring it all right. We are monitoring it.
I want you to clip all the sound. When they go to the Super Bowl, if it happens, I'm not saying it will happen, but if they reach their ceiling, just act like you know what it is.
You will take all the victory laps.
Yes.
Number five.
All right. Last question.
Our text line, 224. I'm not a bad texter.
The evidence is right there.
No, you are not.
The evidence is right there.
Our text line is not bad texters, although I have blocked a lot of you.
Yeah.
Don't cuss and don't call people names.
Although, isn't saying, hey, I'm not a bad texter, like, hey, I'm a good guy? If you're saying you're a good guy, you're probably not really a good guy.
No, because in this case, you get funny points, so like that also alters my judgment.
Fair enough.
Ray, I think I am a good guy, though.
I think you're a good guy,
too,
Marshall.
You're also getting funny points. Like, you're funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, funny wins. Sorry.
Yeah, funny's greater than being a good guy.
It's like making threes. Like, it just covers up a lot of other issues if you're funny.
Last question here on Five on It with Rahimi and Harris. This is usually a life question, but we're blending life and sports together. Let's say Craig Counsell called you to pitch in a game like he's done to John Birdie this past week. Do you think you could finish a full inning?
Sure.
You could, yeah. You're like, an athlete.
No, but like, I'm going to give up 10 runs. But yes, I wouldn't get tired of throwing these, you know, dart-like pitches that I'm going to throw. I could do it. But my ERA would be... See, what's 10 times? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My ERA would be above 12. 90. Above 90. Because, no, I'm going to give up 10 runs. So 10 times 9.
I would try to have some deceptive delivery. The choreography would be the real key here. And then I probably have something coming out of my hand at like 30 miles an hour.
Are you doing like the gymnast where you do the somersault into a pitch?
No, I could kick really high. Yeah, maybe a somersault. Like, some people do an aerial cartwheel. I'm not that cool. But, I would have to come up with a really interesting, not repeatable at all delivery to try to fool somebody. And then just do the old underhand grandma, you know?
Oh.
Two hands on the baseball.
Rookie of the year.
Indeed. I didn't want to spoil it for people.
Oh, my bad.
Just in case. Spoiler just in case alert. A 30-year movie was still a mystery.
So the strategy here is if you can throw a strike 90 feet away, like if you can make that toss and throw a strike, you can complete the inning.
Easy.
Like that's all you have to do because your defense is behind you.
Again, an ERA over 90, but yes, the inning is I can get three outs.
The opposing batter is really bad at texting.
I'm going to get two outs just because bad timing. People are going to... pop the ball up because they're not used to somebody throwing 60-something miles per hour.
Here's the problem is I feel like Anthony Rizzo striking out Freddie Freeman was a gateway drug. Like, he was like, look at me. But then again, it's like you were probably the best athlete like in two counties. Well, maybe not his counties because they were highly populated in Florida. But the point is you were the best athlete around. Of course, you're able to probably strike out Freddie Freeman in an ironic scenario. Me, no chance.
I mean, Henry Rowengardner, after his arm gave out, like, he got that little ephus, that little underhand pitch like you were talking about. Like, if he can do it, I can do it.
Grandma. Ray?
Okay, so for me, yes, technically I could do it, but the patience would run out. It would be a 45-minute inning if no one came and got me. Batters would just, like, give up and, like, let me strike them out at a certain point.
Could we hacky sack it?
Like, I would think that would be cool. I want
to
try that.
Just different ways to get the ball to the plate? I don't know.
I'm not a bad texter. I just need to get up early tomorrow, and I really need a good night of sleep. That's from 815.
I love this for us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.